Thanks for joining KYUK and the Antioch Junior Senior High School in celebrating the graduating class of 2020. In a year like no other, KYUK is proud to be working with participating schools up and down the Kuskokwim to recognize and honor their graduates. Here is Principal Gretchen Kelly with her address to the senior class.
I am so happy to be here in Antioch today, and I know it is not the graduation that we had anticipated, but I am very proud of everybody, and I think you all have done a great job representing your seniors and representing Antioch. I was thinking about how to do my principal speech, and I didn't want to do something the same, because this is different, right? And so I was thinking about that, and I realized I've dedicated half of my life to working with young adults. And I always tell students when I drop them off at the airport, they're going on a sports trip, or I'm releasing them for winter break, I always say, make safe choices. Make safe choices. Have a good time. All the time. Make safe choices. And then you go to graduation, and you have a guest speaker. No offense, this wasn't you, Mr. Morgan. And they say, take risks. Right? And so I'm always like, how can we tell kids to make safe choices and then turn around and tell them to take risks? And so I thought about that for a while, and I realized it's not about having opposing sides. It's about finding balance. And so that's my message for you today, is that I'd like all my seniors to go forward in life and think about making balance in your life. So the first part is your health and self-care, right? There's times that you do something crazy and you climb the mountain and you run farther than you've ever done before and you go out for a competition, and for your health, you take a risk. And then there's times that you take a breath and you relax and you take a rest. That's creating balance. In terms of education, I want you to create balance. Try something new. Learn a new skill. Put yourself out there. I once took a class in inline skating. I never thought I'd try that. And then make your goal for your education your broader picture. Take a risk. Make a safe choice. Create balance. For your profession, again, create balance. Try that job you didn't think you qualified for, or grow with the one that you know you'll be successful. But I want you to consider both options. When it comes to relationships, think about the balance. Do you put yourself out there and take a risk and introduce yourself to that person you've been looking at? Or do you wait for them to come to you? Right? Sometimes we talk about waiting and waiting for that right person to come into our lives. And the last one is parenting, right? Sometimes we have super strict parents, and sometimes we have more laid-back parents, and you have to figure out in that scale where you're going to be. Create the balance that's right for you and for your family. And that's my message to the class of 2020.
And now we'll hear from valedictorian Raiden Peacock.
Good afternoon. I'd like to thank you for being here, even though here probably means you're watching this through social media. It's good to see all your screen-like faces. First, the senior class wants to thank all the teachers who have helped, who have worked through the COVID epidemic to get us to this point. There are a couple of teachers in my own life that I would like to personally thank. Thank you, Mr. Hales, for always acknowledging me and my classmates for all the hard work we did. Thank you, Ms. Keys, for being such an amazing science teacher and coming up with fun and interesting lessons. And thank you, Coach Thorson, for believing in me enough to challenge me to do my best, even when the path is hard. I would also like to thank my mom and dad for always being there for me through the years to help me and support me. Now to my classmates. I'd like to focus my speech today on a quote from Roger Zelazny. It's mainly the little things, all added up, that give us the final picture. that make the difference. Some think that it's the big things that are most important in our lives, when really, these are more of milestones and markers. The milestones of life tell us we've reached a destination, graduation, a degree, marriage, a career, but we never reach those destinations unless we take the thousand little steps it takes to get between markers. If we take time to think about it, we'll see that the little things become more and more important. We have been doing little things from the very beginning of our schooling. In kindergarten, we learned the important difference between whether the teacher was a miss or a missus. In second grade, we got so excited because we got all our spelling words right on our spelling test. In fourth and fifth grade, we were able to play with our best friends every recess. And when we started middle school, we got to pick our very own locker and put our stuff in it. And even in high school, just hanging out with friends was an important little thing. These little everyday life things are often the very things that make our lives our own. But what determines these everyday life events? We could probably debate about the specifics of that forever. I believe it all boils down to one thing, and that is choice. True, we have absolutely no control over anything that's going on in our life, but we always have a choice. We can choose to smile or frown, to dance or pout, to work or be lazy, to get up once again or to stay down. Some days are tough enough that in our minds, we think there's no hope, and we might choose to stay down, but let's not. Let's choose to get up again. Let's choose to hope for a better day, a second chance, or even just for a flight to be on time. It's those little choices that determine who we are. And look where our choices have led us. To the next chapter of our lives, the little things have made a difference. With a new chapter of our life starting, we'll have many new choices, which lead down infinite paths. The future won't be easy, but high school wasn't easy either. Every little thing has added up to this point and this path. It will be worth it to continue to follow the path we've already started down, the path of success. But no matter where we find ourselves in the end, I think we'll all be able to look back at our lives and know that it was indeed mainly the little things, all added up, that gave us the final picture, that made the difference. Let's go make a difference. Thank you.
And now, the graduating class of 2020.
Valedictorian, Raiden Peacock. He has received the UA Scholars Award, the McBeath Scholarship, the Nanook Pledge Scholarship, and the Alaska Performance Scholarship. Salutatorian, Natanya Pensgard Dagakwa. Carl Morgan. Sky Morgan. Shahila Nick. She is the recipient of the Alaska Christian College $6,000 for every academic year in attendance scholarship. And Melissa Ward, the recipient of the Northern Air Cargo $500 scholarship.
Congratulations to the Antioch Junior Senior High School's Class of 2020. Thanks for tuning in to KYUK.